Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we're doing the crossword for Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023. So, on this Wednesday that's almost 23, 2023.
Yes.
Did you do the crossword?
I did.
And was it a good Wednesday crossword?
It was okay.
Uh-huh.
So, which was also the answer to one across.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh. It was pretty good. I had a mistake, and I couldn't find it.
I bet I can guess where it is.
Okay.
48 down.
Yes.
Numismatic rating.
Yes.
I originally had mint for that because the IN, the middle letters worked. And then I decided it was 9.
Me is that too. What,
yeah.
Flick on a switch.
Flick on a switch as opposed to flick of a switch.
Uh-huh.
It didn't help that I didn't understand the, I hadn't seen either of the references to the 47 across.
Uh-huh.
Freaky Friday or the Parent Trap.
Yes.
And I gather they involved some sort of a switch.
Yes, both of them did.
Mm-hmm.
Freaky Friday was where mother and daughter switched bodies.
Oh, okay.
And the Parent Trap, it really wasn't a switch. It was just that there were parents, and they were parents of twin girls, and they decided to divorce, and one took one girl and one took the other girl, and as luck would have it, the two girls met up at summer camp and realized that they looked alike.
Oh.
And one of them had a picture of the father and one had a picture of the mother, and it had been torn in half, and they got them out and they matched.
Wow.
So
you've seen these?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because we had a young girl in our family who wanted to see them on the big screen. So, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, she was just the right age for those movies.
So okay.
Yes, I have seen both of them.
Well, that sort of relates to the theme.
Yes, it does. And the theme was it was kind of a stumper. But maybe not for everyone. But for me, I don't know. I was being dense, I guess. But the theme related to movies, and each of the themed clues had two different movies, just the titles and a question mark after them. And then the answers were common phrases that that described those particular kinds of movies. As we were saying, the ones where there was a switch involved, the answer that was 47 across, flick of a switch.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was a flick of a switch where people switched.
Right.
So the first one was 20 across, Malcolm X or Milk. And of course, those were two biopics, but the answer was profile picture. So it didn't have anything to do with movies, but it was that each of them were pictures that
or profiling.
Profiles of a famous person.
Sure.
The next one was 25 across, and that was Titans or Jaws.
Titanic.
Oh, I'm sorry. Titanic, yes. Or Jaws. And the answer to that was water feature. So it was a feature film that had a lot of water in it. So water feature. And then we had 41 across, Wild or The Road, and that was a walkie-talkie, movies about a trip, taking a trip. So it was a walkie-talkie.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, the flick of a switch, yes. So those were the themed clues. And, it was clever, but it just kind of, you know, not being a really big movie person, it kind of stumped me.
Mm-hmm. Well, the phrase water feature really didn't register with me.
Uh-huh.
You know, profile picture, okay, yeah. That's something in your account, and walkie-talkie and flick of a switch.
Yeah.
But water feature, I gather that has something to do with, like, things in your garden. Or not our garden, but people's gardens.
Really?
Uh-huh. But the I'm just looking up water feature frantically here. Fountain, spring, spout, fountainhead.
Oh, so it has a, like a garden has a water feature, like
right.
a fountain or a pool or mm-hmm. something. I see, yeah.
But I'm not used to that. And also, in three of the answers, the reference to the movie was last. So you had the profile picture, water feature, walkie-talkie, and then. But the last one, it was flick. The flick came first.
Right. Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I think trying to get all four of those to work, there was no law that said the movie reference had to be the last part of that phrase.
No.
But, but flick on a switch, I sort of latched onto that.
Uh-huh.
And it took me forever to figure out where, because I was highly suspicious of five across. Actress Swinton, and the answer was Tilda.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of Tilda as in the character to the left of the one key on the keyboard,
uh-huh.
but I believe that's spelled T-I-L-D-E.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
But I still had trouble believing that there was a name Tilda with an A.
There is.
You're Tilda's familiar with Tilda Swinton?
Yes, uh-huh. She was in Doctor Strange. She was the woman kind of... Zen master that sort of taught him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That was Tilda Swinton.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, she's famous then.
Yeah.
She's been in a Marvel movie.
Uh-huh. And she was also the bad witch in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Oh.
Chronicles of Narnia.
Okay.
That movie. We took our kids to that.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
Another couple of clues that I was stumped on. 10 across, lemon meringue pie ingredient. It was four letters long, so I went with eggs.
Oh.
turned out to be zest.
Zest.
Which I'm sure you knew.
Yeah, well, right? I did, yes.
Mm-hmm. and then 14 across, singer Aguilar with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame was Pepe.
Yes.
Did you know that?
No, and I looked him up because it's like, who's that? and
somebody Wikipedia, really famous who we don't know.
Yeah. Wikipedia, there was a picture of him with his star. So,
I am convinced, I have this name stuck in my head that's similar to Aguilar, and I can't place it. And I
Christina
thought,
Aguilera?
Maybe.
Pop singer?
Yeah, it was a singer of some sort.
Yeah.
Aguilera.
I believe that's
okay.
How she says.
All right. Well, congratulations. You've done better than both Google and Bard.
Oh.
Because they couldn't help me with that. But let's see. 18 across, what a CAPTCHA tries to detect, robot. Some of that didn't quite sound right. I mean, I know... A robot, but just some of the answer robot to that just sounded a little weird to me, but
well,
I don't know.
Yeah, it did. I mean, you think it catches a bot. They call them bots, but it is a robot. That's short for robot.
Maybe I wanted it to be plural.
Mm-hmm. Catches
I don't
bots.
Know. Yeah, but that's just me, I think. 23 across, not in a million years. The answer was as if.
Right.
That sort of sounded rude, too.
Uh-huh.
I'm in a very critical mood tonight, as you can tell.
I can tell. But so does not in a million years. If somebody came to you with a great idea and you said, not in a million years, that's pretty cruel.
Well, that's true. But that cruelty is spread out over the length of time required to say not in a million years. Whereas it takes almost no time at all to say as if.
Uh-huh.
You know, it sounds like a more... sort of heartfelt insult.
Okay, if you say so.
but I mean, I did like this crossword.
I liked it too.
Yeah, I don't want to sound like I'm carping too much.
No, I'm not carping at all. It was a good crossword, mm-hmm. but it was just I had a lot of trouble in the lower left corner.
Oh.
There were just too many I guess words that. I was thinking it could be, but then it didn't seem to work, and so I was having a lot of trouble.
Lower left.
Yeah, like 56 across. You said it. I immediately put amen.
Yeah, that's right, boy.
But then it's like, nothing seems to be working, so I took it out, and in case, see, that's 59.
That was lest.
It was lest.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, maybe it's else. You know, but it turned out to be less. And it wasn't until, oh, yeah, 45 down, Olympic symbol. Well, I thought rings, and then I thought torch.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out to be flame, so torch was close. But yeah, and then 41 down, words shared by forbidden lovers, maybe. We can't. So I
right.
just thought that was kind of all of the things that forbidden lovers would say to one another. I didn't think of we can't right off the top of my head.
Well, it might be
it
like.
It makes sense. I know.
Let us run off together. We can't.
Yeah.
It would probably sound better if Tilda Swinton had said it.
Perhaps, yes. Or Pepe sang it.
But in the middle of that, 52 across blank bean was a fava bean.
Yes.
Did you get that?
Well, I thought, well, it could be fava, or it could be lima. I was just thinking of all the various beans it could be. So.
See, I am unencumbered by a large vocabulary, and so I'm able to just sort of hone in on the one word I know, uh-huh. like amen.
Yes.
And 45 down, bills with an estimated lifespan of 5.5 years, appropriately, was fives.
Yes.
I thought that was cute.
Uh-huh.
I was hoping it was going to be 5 years, 5 months, and 2 weeks.
Oh.
So 5.5.5. But,
uh-huh.
And then 43 down, meat market scraps was awful, or offal, like,
uh-huh.
however that's pronounced.
I believe it's offal.
I'm not sure how I was able to get through that section, but that didn't trouble me as much as flick on a switch.
Yeah, flick of a switch.
Right, which is what eventually I figured out.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Let's see here. 40 across was cute. Live tweeters of a sort was birds.
Right. And a word I don't think I've ever seen in the crossword. It's probably been in here many times, but 42 down. Tacky and loud. Tawdry.
Yes.
Tawdry.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great word.
It is.
I don't have opportunity to say it, but I
nope.
do like that word.
Yes.
Tawdry.
Uh-huh. 22 across, what falls by the wayside, spelled W-H-E-Y, side, was curd.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was good.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, 12 down. Be on the A team, say, was start.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was a good clue.
Mm-hmm.
And then 13 down, popular gifts and pledge drives, totes.
Uh-huh.
Started me thinking perhaps we should get some totes for our swag.
Well, yeah. I'm sure many people would love to have a Gina and Mike do the New York Times crossword tote.
Especially if it had a nice stylish crossword on the side.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I think we might be into something here. 32 down, move in spirals was corkscrew.
Mm-hmm.
That was good and unusual.
Yeah, I had other things I was thinking fit in there, but I can't remember what it was. I can't remember. Anyway, yeah, it turned out to be corkscrew.
Right. 27 down, novel format, or novel format, was ebook.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite good.
Uh-huh, yep.
I think one of the most amusing clues in the grid.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, I still can't get over how, you know, I just latched on for numismatic. Not that I want to come back and harp on this, but...
yes, you do.
But mint.
So go ahead.
Mint sounded so good as opposed to fine. Maybe mint is for coins? Well, actually, no, that is... Numismatic is coins, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know...
I was thinking philately for stamps.
Uh-huh.
I think stamps might be mint, maybe.
Well, after I got done with the puzzle, I looked up numismatic.
Numismatic?
Uh-huh. Numismatic.
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 Mm-hmm.
Ratings. And I couldn't find fine anywhere.
You couldn't find fine? Oh, dear.
I couldn't find fine.
Could you find mint?
No.
Oh.
No.
So what ratings did they give them?
Like good, superior.
Did they ever give them a 9?
Well, that's what I was also looking for.
Uh-huh.
No, they don't rate them by numbers, but they rate them by adjectives. But I never saw the adjective fine.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Eight down was sort of interesting. Delete. The answer was drop.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I think about that in terms of sort of like in the techie side of my life, you drop a table when you delete a table in SQL. But it, I don't know, it doesn't... When you think of deleting something, do you think of dropping it?
No, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I'm just not quite on the same... I'm not on the right wavelength for some reason with this puzzle. But, okay. Well, I think that is probably it for today then.
Okay.
So, thanks everyone for listening. And remember, you can always get a hold of us, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And remember, the New York Times itself is always looking for new subscribers. So if you're listening to this podcast and would like to get in on the action yourself, go to nytimes.com/crosswords, tell them Gene and Mike send you, and they'll probably give you a huge discount. We can only hope.
And they probably go, who?
I think not. That's it for today. So thanks everyone for listening, and we'll be back again with our cutting edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.